Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's always a pleasure on Tuesdays to talk to Tom Skilling. Welcome back from Hawaii, my friend.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to talk to you. I wish I had dragged some of the warmer weather back. I sure tried.
Yeah.
And we are getting out of the Arctic cold. I just didn't get enough of the warm weather to come back with me. So it's good to talk to you, Lisa.
Yeah, we're out of the cold, but now we're into the clouds. In fact, if you look out of the studio here at 303 East Wacker, you can't see anything,
yeah.
You know? We're in a fog bank.
No, it's the same in the home weather office here. We have switched jet streams. We've made about as dramatic a change in the weather pattern as one makes in the middle of winter. Last week, we had a jet stream tearing in here from the northernmost regions of North America up in the Arctic. Today, the jet is coming in from the Pacific Ocean through California, New Mexico, and then it curves up into the Midwest. So we've changed from the Arctic jet stream to the subtropical jet stream, and the trade-off is we're warmer, but we also get storms. And we'll have four precipitation-bearing systems having gone through here by the time we get to the end of this coming Sunday. One of them went through this morning. That was all that ice that we had in some areas. We had 0.2 inches of ice that accumulated at Midway, 0.1 inch out at O'Hare. Doesn't sound like much, but that creates a skating rink quality to untreated surfaces like driveways and less traveled roads and all. But we've crept above freezing now, Lisa, so the next weather system that comes in with rain tomorrow will be just that, rain. There's another one Thursday. It'll rain again. We may not see the sun through the coming weekend. This is really a long, drawn-out, foggy, drizzly, rainy pattern that we've got going in what is historically one of our cloudiest months around here, January.
So, Tom, during the cold snap, did the lake start to freeze? Because
yeah.
Okay.
It sure did. You know, it's interesting. We had come through an incredibly mild winter up to that point with limited snow and hardly any ice on the lakes. And then, bam, that Arctic air hit, went over those warm, open, ice-free waters. And, of course, we had those phenomenal lake effect snows on the other side of the lake. And here in Chicago, we have 20 inches of snow now on the ledger for this season. And half of that fell during this most recent cold spell in the last 10, 11 days. So it's amazing. At the same time, ice coverage on the Great Lakes increased by about 49-fold. It just dramatically. And U.S. snow coverage during that Arctic outbreak increased almost four times. It almost quadrupled. So now what we'll see happen, Lisa, is as the warmer Pacific air comes in with this El Nino, we're going to see the snow start to melt and a lot of drizzle and fog. And they're warning folks on the West Coast that an onslaught of El Nino storms is to begin. So they may see some, some heavy rains out there. These El Nino storms are rather infamous out of that part of the world. They produce flooding and high elevation snows. So that may be what's on the way as we head into next week for California.
Well, it's certainly been a factor in our winter weather. So is that it for the snow? Are we going to see any more big snow, or is El Nino going to keep that at bay?
Well, you know what? Every one of the next 2 weeks, every day, is forecast to be above average. But don't worry. You know, El Nino winters tend to be milder and less snowy than normal. But as we pointed out right along, you still have Arctic outbreaks, and you can still get snow. And we're not done with winter yet. We don't see such a system, but there may be one out there. And at least for, the short term, it looks like we're going to be above normal. There's one system that's interesting, one that'll pass through the Ohio Valley this weekend. If that were to do something funny, come a little farther north, there might be just enough cool air to get some mixed precipitation in here. But it looks right now like most of its precip will pass just south of us. But we got to watch that. And then next week we go into a mild pattern that could see some 50-degree temperatures in here. So that's how much we're going to warm up.
My family.
Imagine that. We go from.
Oh, go ahead.
That's almost 50 degrees warmer than, the coldest period of the last week and a half. That
yeah.
We've had
yeah.
Here.
I think the wildlife and the birds will be thrilled because they seemed confused. I had one little bird living behind a garbage can outside my back door, relying on me to feed it. But it was like, it had nowhere to go, and it was so cold. It's been a weird winter, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. Exceptionally warm, lack of snow, lack of ice coverage on the Great Lakes until just the last week. It really shows you how quickly things can turn around. These El Nino Arctic outbreaks tend to hit hard. They get a lot of coverage because they're jarring when they come in. You go from such unseasonable warmth and such unseasonable lack of snow, and bam, all of a sudden you're freezing and, you got ice forming on the lakes and all the rest. But it tends not to last. You tend to revert back to the milder than average pattern overall. Now, we'll see, whether we get through the rest of the winter without storms. My guess would be we're not done yet with some cold air putting in an appearance. We just don't see the cold air mass yet that might do that. And I think, for the better part of the next 2 weeks, the trend will be warmer than average for this time of the year. We're normally in the low 30s. We'll have upper 30s to near 40 the rest of this week. And then next week, we could get a couple of days and even flirt with 50 degrees. So we're going back to the mild pattern again.
Yeah, there have been moments that I look back in February where I was on the back of my husband's motorcycle. We always get that one day in February where it hits about 60 and we think it's spring or summer, and then we sink right back down into winter.
Yeah, I remember a couple years ago, there's more than a couple now, but we had that string of 880s in March. And we thought, this is great. Summer's coming early this year. And then it turned cool the rest of the spring. We never saw anything like that again. But, yeah, the weather can be pretty finicky this time of the year. The days are getting longer. We picked up over 30 minutes of additional daylight. And the rate at which our days are growing longer, at least the daylight period, is increasing slowly. So the physics of warming, seasonal warming, are already in place and occurring. It takes a while for the atmosphere to respond. But we ought to start seeing some milder air masses creep into the picture, as you point out, Lisa.
Good.
No question.
Tom Skilling is with us. He is like a clearinghouse for everyone's winter weather photos. There is one that has captured my attention. We'll talk about hole-punch clouds coming up, how we're connected to the Sahara Desert, and what George Washington and the Founding Fathers probably did not know about. That's all after Mary's check on the current conditions and traffic. 720 WGN. So happy to have Tom Skilling with us. He is back from Hawaii. The countdown is on. Tom, you've got what, a little over 4 weeks and then the big retirement?
Yeah. Isn't that something? Lisa, I'm not going away. People say, there's a funereal quality to this. I kind of feel like they're putting me in a casket or something. And, but I'm going to get off the day-to-day thing and slow down a little bit. But I still hope to be talking with you at times.
Yes.
And, I'm going to keep communicating by way of Facebook and hope to have some projects on the TV side, too. But yeah, February 28th is the magic date for the last day-to-day TV shows. And I'll tell you, I have been blessed with wonderful viewers and listeners all these years. But I want to keep in touch with everybody.
Absolutely. And you do that through Facebook. Like, you are a clearinghouse for weather pictures on Facebook. And the ones, I mean, they're spectacular this week. They really are what people have sent you. But the ones that perplex me was something I'd never seen before, and that is hole punch or punch hole clouds.
Yeah, they call them fall streak clouds or hole punch clouds. And I was talking with Jeffrey Baer from WTTW. He's going to do a segment. Remember a couple years ago there was a supposed UFO sighting over O'Hare Field?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what it was one of these hole punch clouds. And what those are you get a hole to develop in the clouds, and the clouds are consisting of liquid, super-cooled, sub-freezing water droplets And planes go through them, and the agitation that occurs as a plane flies through these super cool water droplets turns them to ice crystals that then fall out of the cloud and open up a hole in it. And so what you see is like something out of the movie Independence Day, you know, the sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
You get this weird-looking cloud formation with a hole in it, and you see these streaks coming down out of the hole. Those are the ice crystals falling. But it's really an interesting phenomenon, and we had a bunch of those this past weekend. And, boy, you can tell when something catches people's attention because I start getting all these pictures, and they're marvelous. And so we had hole punch clouds spotted everywhere from northwest Indiana up into McHenry County and Kane County and all over. And they are a sight to see, no question about it.
Tom Skilling is with us. It's brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Tom, I was on your Facebook. That's I love the weather geek in you. I love it, love it, love it, because I learned so much. But how are we connected to the Sahara Desert, and will it be affecting us again?
Oh, you know, it's amazing. You know, easterly winds blow along the equator. Those are winds that blow from Africa westward towards South America and parts of North America. And they carry dust. And, you know, the dust carries nutrients that are believed to have helped seed the Amazon River in South America, the Amazon River Valley, with nutrients and so forth. And we get dust to blow into Florida and also into Texas and the southern states. We even occasionally have had some dust make it up here. But since the advent of the weather satellite, we've been able to track that. And you're talking about 130 million tons of dust that is blown from the Sahara Desert westward into the Sahara or the Amazon River Valley, for instance. So it's really pretty remarkable how interconnected this entire planet is.
Yeah. And, you know, 100 years ago, we couldn't have even imagined that. You couldn't even have sold that to somebody like, hey, there's this much dust coming out of the Sahara, and it might actually land in Chicago at some point. Just like what on your Facebook about George Washington and the Founding Fathers, you found an article that you were intrigued by that they probably never knew that dinosaurs existed.
Yeah, isn't that something? I ran across this piece today in my survey of what's floating around in cyberspace, and it's very interesting. They pointed out that it's likely that Washington and our founding fathers in this country had no idea there were such things as dinosaurs. Apparently, the knowledge of that emerged after they left. They thought these big bones were, you know, giant forms of humans or something like that. Wow. And of course, we know now that, you know, there was a dinosaur era in there. But in those, well, you know, it's interesting. The thermometer that we take for granted was only developed around 1600 by Galileo Galilei. So if you go back, say, to the Roman Empire or biblical times, they didn't talk in terms of a temperature because there was no way to measure the temperature back then. But this instrumentation has come along, and now we can quantify what the hot weather is and how cold it is with a thermometer reading. But you don't think about that, you know, in the Roman Empire or back in biblical times, there was no way to really quantify the temperature. You just said, boy, it's hot, or boy, it's cold. And you had no way to calibrate just how hot or cold it was.
Interesting. We know so much now, and even technology has changed so dramatically in 10 years, in 20 years. It's just been
so true.
Yeah, at times overwhelming to keep up with everything.
Lisa. It's absolutely true, Lisa. I remember when I was going to school at the University of Wisconsin, that's where satellite meteorology was born. And we would watch in our classrooms these landfalling hurricanes in real time. And we thought, wow, you know, this is amazing. We had never seen that happen before. But that's how new some of this stuff is. That's only back in the 60s and early 70s.
Yeah.
And here we take, as a matter of fact, we can go on a handheld device and get a satellite picture or a radar image. It's stunning how science has advanced. No
Absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely. All right. What's the million-dollar forecast? You said we're not going to see the sun. That's not good news, but at least temps are going to be warm, huh?
Yeah. The temps by January standards will be mild. I mean, we're not going to be laying out on the beach anywhere. Beyond that, it'll be raining and drizzling at times. A lot of clouds, Lisa. We don't have nice dry winds to blow this stuff out of here, and we got a jet stream delivering these Pacific systems at regular intervals coming in from the southwest. So the bottom line is we're probably pretty cloudy through the coming weekend, and we'll get spells of rain. Another one will come, we'll get drizzle this afternoon and tonight, builds into rain tomorrow. We'll get some patches of rain on Thursday and probably clouds and little drizzle on Friday and Saturday. We'll watch that Ohio Valley system. If that comes farther north, that could have more of an impact on us over the weekend. But for now, we're thinking most of the weekend rain will be just south of here, and we may be just brushed by a little rain, perhaps a flake of snow. But if that storm comes farther north, then we may have more to deal with there. We'll keep an eye on that.
Awesome. Welcome home. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to talk to you.
Tom Skilling, you'll see him on TV tonight on WGN-TV. The news comes up next with Lauren Lapka from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.